Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line is a man loaded with information. Our baseball expert from MLB.com, the great Todd Zalecki. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Todd, were you in Vegas with Gabe and the crew?
I was. I thought you were talking about the winter meetings. No, I wish I was in Las Vegas last weekend. Sadly, I was not.
All right. Well, our information is that Gabe Kapler bonded with Bryce Harper. Are you hearing the same thing?
Yeah. I did hear this. I heard really everybody sort of bonded with Gabe, with Bryce, you know, in particular Gabe. And, you know, Gabe was on MLB Network yesterday and said that they bonded over training and food and shared a few laughs. So I don't know if that's going to push him over the top, but it certainly doesn't hurt.
No, they were in Vegas. The Vegas said the over-under on the length of the hug was 7 seconds.
Real strong bro hug.
Oh, you know that was a bro hug. All right, here's the thing now. Can you tell us right now, as best you can read it, who is the preference, Machado or Harper?
You know, I still think Machado has a slight edge over Harper, but I do think it is really close. I do think it might come down to, you know, who they can get a deal with first. And that to me is impossible to say because neither of these agents seem to be blinking in terms of wanting to get a deal done. They both have had experience in the past of kind of just waiting and waiting for the right deal. And so far, whatever's been offered hasn't interested them in even a little bit, so they're holding out. But in other words, I think if they could get Manny Machado done today, they would get Manny Machado done today. But I think if they could get, you know, if it's like Manny's holding out, and also Scott Boras and Bryce Harper say, hey, let's get a deal done, I think they'd be more than happy to get Bryce. They want to get one of these two players. They know they can't come away empty-handed. And they know that either of these two guys are potential Hall of Famers. So you really can't go wrong, in my opinion.
Todd, part of your job is knowing what to believe, what not to believe. Do you believe the report, Buster Olney this week, that the White Sox, 7 years, 175? Do you think that's pretty close to the actual number right now?
I don't know if that's close to the actual number, Angelo. You know, the fact that Dan Lozano came out and sent out a press release. Now, Dan Lozano is famous. He's kind of like the anti-Boras in a lot of ways. Like, Scott goes out at the winter meetings and the GM meetings, and he'll get on, you know, talk to some of the national guys throughout the offseason and talk about his clients and whatnot and how great they are and how everybody wants them. Dan Lozano doesn't talk to anybody. So, to me, that was really unusual for Dan Lozano to come out and crush that number. Now, part of me does wonder, is he upset because that number is not too far away and that makes Manny Machado's bargaining position really, really bad? Possibly. I think some people do believe that the White Sox are not going to make a particularly strong offer, but I really can't say if it's only $175. If it's only $175 million, though, Angelo, there's really no reason the Phillies should not get one of these two players. I mean, if that's the best anybody's really doing right now, I would be stunned if the Phillies can't get Harper or Machado.
Do the Phillies have an offer on the table, Todd, to Machado?
They have at least one offer on the table to Machado. I know Jim Salisbury said they were preparing a second offer. And in terms of Harper, if they haven't made an offer yet, one is coming. But they do have an offer on the table for Machado. And what I've heard about these negotiations, Angelo, is that, you know, there's not really a lot of feedback from the agents in terms of parameters, what they're looking for. In other words, like most agents will say, like, hey, you know, we've got a relief pitcher here. I'm looking for 3 years, 33. You know, that's kind of the ballpark I'm looking. There's really not that with Boras and Lozano. It's not like Lozano says, this is exactly the thing I'm looking for. I think they've kind of hinted that they want them to beat the Giancarlo Stanton deal. But other than that, there's really not a feedback in terms of what they want.
But the Stan deal's $325 million out 13 years, just so you keep it dry. Here's the thing, though, Todd. On the record for Harper is 10 years, $300 million. The Nationals publicly stated that, which is a way different number than the one Machado's looking at right now. Doesn't somebody have to beat the $300 million to get Harper?
I would think so. I would think so. And if I'm the Phillies, this sounds crazy, but it's a number I'm comfortable beating. You know, the Phillies have all these analytical projections, what Bryce Harper and Manny Machado are going to be over the next 7 to 10 years. And both of those players project to be very, very good baseball players over the next 7 to 10 years. And the value, you know, the way they look at value right now, if those guys continue to play at an elite level, they're probably worth better than $300 million over 10 years. So Wow. It's not like that number, you go $300 million for 10 years, that's insane. It's like, well, for the players, the type of player that these two guys are, that's probably a pretty fair price. You know, assuming they stay healthy, you can't ever predict if they're going to stay healthy or not. But assuming they stay healthy, that's probably a pretty fair price.
How aware are the Phillies, who are near the bottom of the league in attendance right now, that the fans, by our last count, 9-1 ratio would prefer Harper? Is that a factor at all, Todd?
I think there's a general awareness in the organization about that. It's funny because I wrote a story yesterday about this whole process, and I checked out your poll because I saw you guys' poll yesterday. I was like, 90% Harper. I said, it feels right, doesn't it? I mean, based on the reaction you're getting probably in phone calls and whatnot and what I'm hearing on Twitter. I do think there is an awareness of that. I will say this. I will bet you that the Phillies business side of the operation, you know, sales, marketing, et cetera, I bet you it's even better than 9 to 10. 9 out of 10 people want Harper. I just think he would be a dream for the organization in terms of selling tickets, drawing viewers, drawing listeners to radio, merchandise, all that stuff. And I do think there has to be some awareness to it, because I do think Scott Boras is not exaggerating, I think, when they say that he will bring so much attention, Bryce Harper will bring so much attention and focus to this organization. He will make it an event again. I mean, he's that type of player. Now, Manny Machado might be the better overall, all-around player, but Bryce Harper is a heck of a hitter. And, again, he really does elevate a franchise.
All right. Well, no one's asked me, right, Todd? But they'll both bring a lot of attention. The difference is Harper's will be positive attention. All right? The other will not be positive attention. People don't like the lack of hustle. Whether it's a big issue or a small issue, in people's minds, it is a big issue. And it will be a factor. The latest we're getting now, Todd, is that there's very little likelihood the Phillies will end up with both. Are you hearing that?
Yeah, I was told again this week that they are not going to get both players. But part of me says, you know, I mean, crazier things have happened, Angela. Here's a scenario that I think, you know, it's very unlikely. I want to put that out there first. It's very unlikely. But say they sign Manny Machado to a deal that people go, wow, I thought that he would get a lot more than that. And now Bryce Harper is lingering on the market. You know, why couldn't the Phillies then at that point, if Bryce Harper is still out there, say, how about we just blow him out of the water with a huge, huge short-term deal, like 4 years, $160 million, or 4 years, $170 million, and bring both guys in. Now, again, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just saying, it's easier right now for everybody to say there's no chance that they're going to sign both of these guys. But if they're all both out there, and it's not going to be a Matt Klentak decision at that point. It's going to be John Middleton sitting there at home going, I can't believe nobody signed Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. Let's go out and get the other guy. I think that's what it could come down to if nobody else signs them at that point.
All right, Todd, I only have one question left to ask you, and it's because I'm trying to plan my month. I'm asking a lot here, but give me the date that the first of the two guys will sign. give me a shot. Just take a shot here. First guy's going to sign, then the domino effect. When will the first guy sign?
I'm going to say February 6th. Somebody told me the other day that they had to take the over-under on 2 weeks on when these guys go down, they would take the over at this point.
Wow. That is amazing. No, that was not. I was only meaning January. I did not expect you to even move into February, Todd. Well, we will be monitoring.
I want this thing to get wrapped up, Angela. I'm tired of it. Let's wrap it up. Get both of these guys signed. Let's go forward.
Todd Zielecki demanding action now.
Yes.
Todd, thank you, pal. Good stuff. We'll be monitoring it at MLB.com. Thanks, bud.
Thanks.
Well, that's some good stuff there, Al, huh? It's yeah, they could end up with both by default when nobody really anties up for the second guy after the first one goes. There aren't a lot of bidders that I see, though. That's the thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.